Each stage has a characteristic practice. So with mindfulness, the mindfulness of breathing, in a sense, is the obvious practice. Positive emotion, metta-bhavana, is the obvious practice. But one of the things that's important, I think, is that it's not limited to that particular practice. But again, in the positive emotion stage, Banti points out that it would include metta-bhavana, it would include the Brahma-viharas, it would include puja, it would include the bodhicitta practice, it could even include poetry, it could include the arts. So that there's a key practice, but the stage isn't limited to that practice. Again, coming back to trying to chunk the system down to specific practices, I think what I would want to argue is that one of the things that you're trying to do with spiritual training is that you're moving yourself out of your own self-reference. You're moving yourself out of your whole framework of what you like and what you don't like. And I would say for quite a long period, there's an argument for actually doing the specific practices. So first of all, I want to open the space up. Now I want to try and close it down a little bit. I've got an enormous bias towards mindfulness practice. Left to my own devices, I'll just do the mindfulness of breathing. And I'm much, much more reluctant to do the other practices. I can feel the inertia in my own mind. And one of the things, since I've started to teach in the ordination process, I've had to get more direct experience of the other practices. And it's been enormously beneficial for me and for my mindfulness practice. The fact that I'm more conscientiously doing the metta-bhavana practice, the fact that I'm starting to do the six element practice, I'm even starting to kind of engage a little bit with sadhana practice, really has had an impact. And one of the reflections for me is I've gone for the best part of 30 years in the order defending my preferences, and that actually I'm glad at this late stage that I've finally had a structure that's made me have to take on board what the tradition has been trying to tell me for the last 30 years. So first of all, I would say there's a real benefit in just doing what it says, right? Do the five practices. Certainly don't prematurely drop them. However, I think it's also true that after a while you get experience, you find out what works and what doesn't work, and for good reasons you have to start to be intelligently in dialogue with the tradition. Look, I was thinking, for me the mindfulness of breathing can cover the whole spectrum of practice. It covers mindfulness, it covers positive emotion, it moves into the whole kind of lakshanas area, it sort of starts to move into the area that the six element practice does. But a good friend of mine, for her, mindfulness of breathing doesn't even support the experience of mindfulness. And a number of people for whom formless practice has been a much more effective support for mindfulness than the mindfulness of breathing has. So I think you've got to be sort of intelligent dialogue with it, but not too fast, right? You really don't want what you like being the arbiter of what bits of the tradition you're willing to lay yourself open to.